Tape number 2, February the 7th, 1994. Thank you, Commander.
This is why we have to go on record and get it scattered out as far as possible. Let's begin to test some of those other papers. Who is willing to tape or write a rebuttal to Senor Greitz's little dissertation from the Three Musketeers? That's who, from whence they speak, obviously. This patriot. I'm going to repeat something. NAFTA was set up for no other purpose than to be able to do international national banking and keep control of everything. Well, maybe it will also play to your benefit. I rarely pick a game that I don't win. But it may be perceived by all of you, and especially my enemy, that my people have just given up. Because my people can give up, it doesn't mean I've given up. And I have more people . But we're going to get on a mental level a little bit higher than what we usually function under. We're going to have to come into some self-confidence in the sharing, or we will temporarily or permanently or whatever is judged the best approach. Will do. I am efforting to make some arrangements for some borrowed funding to cover absolutely every cent within the Institute, so that if necessary, absolutely everything can be cleared out back to you ones, and then you're just going to have to worry about it yourself. Or perhaps it can remain open for the sheltering for the ones who wish to still participate. We're not going to go much longer like this, but we need to go a little bit longer. But I'm pulling my people, Eckers, out of the line of fire this day. No more cult meetings in here, see? I'm sorry for that, because I think ones came searching, wanting to share, and we'll just have to let them know if they have the kind of talents that they have responded to from the journals and the paper, that they'll have to keep in touch. And when we get those books out of George Green's hands, isn't this interesting? We need to continue to push for a public sale of the books that he controls and still sells. Ecker selling tickets and interviews. Mr. Green has the gold, Mr. Green has the books, and Mr. Green tried to have the paper. And they've run it into the hole. You have powerful enemies, but they are letting their ignorance show. But you see, it doesn't matter in this corrupt world anymore. It doesn't matter anymore They conjure the stories. They plant the dope. They change the documents. So what I'm telling you to do, that I am demanding that you do, is you get as much out of that dwelling as you can this day. You are going to continue to be monitored. And that's what we have been working for from the inception of this, is that you do business in their system and they will help you. And you do it right, and you do it so that it can be openly done. Your private phone calls are monitored and recorded every breath you take. Even your casual calls with other ones in this room, or not in this room. Karens are monitored, everyone. And they kick into gear when there is any contact with family or us. Because that latter person, most of you do not even know. He's right out of Delta Force. And he's one of mine. Do I know what will happen when I withdraw my meetings and things on a very open level, regular level? Yes, I do. And you must be prepared. Many will leave. And you'll wonder, well, how in the world will we keep this going or that going? I said from the inception, don't just come here because you think you're joining a commune or a cult or something. That was number one. Number two, I told you agents were among us, and I told you the enemy is constantly among you. And most will not even know they are the enemy. Your worst enemy is not the one over there who chatters and refuses to come to the meetings. The worst enemy comes from the ones who think they are in some kind of a spiritual trance here. I told you this is a very physical job, and not many of you would want it if you understood. And how many will be brave enough to go on? I don't know. Well, is it all right, Dad, if I'm not brave enough to go on? Of course. Well, isn't this the Valley of Light where things must be done? Yes. It's one of many. But it had to be the one with the focus, and that's why I'm here. You think that you have a big crystal here. You do. 2.5-3 miles across. Pretty big crystal. Pretty deep. Communications. Navigation. Computer base, if you will, for this section of your universe. Well, surely that's the biggest one on the globe then. No. It is not. There is one 10 times this size, 20 times this size, sitting right under the Austrian Alps. Ever heard of Austrian crystals? Precious ones. I know you need your signs. I know you need your clues. But you need to also be reminded constantly, shore up those shields. Don't play games with me. You cannot be against me and for me at the same time. And when you are against me playing with the adversary, I cannot protect you, do you see? Because you will have made that choice. And out of loyalty and appreciation for service, I can warn you and warn you and warn you. But when the enemy wants to make a target of you, if you are not serving God, I cannot stop the bullet. And very frequently, and in this instance, it is not with a bullet, they wish to stop you. It is with discredit. And it hurts. I have let them hit Dharma so many times, from her most precious ones within her own family to her friends. I have let her be hit so that now it bounces off because it is not intentional. And you must let that ego go. And you must stop the self-protection and defense. I know you didn't mean. Don't belabor it. Accept it as a warning that you are under attack. That's all. Do not defend yourself against me. At least say, thanks God, you sent me word. Because ones doing the acting most often do not perceive that they are in any way endangering the very ones they love the most. They're just getting a little information on that cult over there. How do you know it's a cult? Because word has come down, man. This is an important one. They are more clever than those other cults, like that Clare Prophet group and that Waco group. Well, I repeat, this is the damn smallest cult you're ever going to find, and it just ended. This cult of two, I'm telling you, from this chair and this mouth, it just ended. And if a gathering represents a church group gathering, then I guess we don't have regular church-type gatherings. The spiritual center comes later. You've got to get through the physical garbage of the awakening process. And we had to call and send word to our people. And I'm not going to get anybody of my people killed. Are you legally shut down because of foolishness? There's enough word out there if we never wrote another word. We do need a continuation of the paper, and it needs to continue with the kind of information. And I can tell you right now, I am going to divert all subscriptions. So you're going to need some more volunteer help in the paper. And as we go along, if we can support it, it'll be a bigger paper. Once again, you can become a Phoenix Digest of some kind, and you can integrate stuff out of every paper and magazine by simply giving credit. Information is pouring in, and you're going to get a lot of it. It's going to just pour more and more in because you have a faithful reading audience. But damn it, I'm sick of your most faithful reading audience being the ones who do not pay. I can give you another example. I said it gets to Washington before Zeta can copy it. It gets to Switzerland before Zeta gets to copy it. And Dharma laughed and said, with all the mistakes, they must be nuts out there if they believe I'm dangerous. It goes beyond dangerous, doesn't it? Yes.
No, on the formatting of the journals made from contact, it would be, I think, better if we went to the old express books, where we turn the express into booklets. With that format, we could copy over instead of reworking everything, and it comes more in the form, well, the actual form, by reduction of our regular paper into a little smaller size, and then book format.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
The point of the journal is to have more in them, not just to repeat the paper. The paper should be, while we're going with this smaller format, only blurbs, summaries, and then that full document should be in the journal. That's why the journal. And there should be other stories, other write-ups, other things included in those journals that maybe never even are mentioned in the paper. There is absolutely no point in just simply reprinting what you've already printed. The point of running them simultaneously is because you cannot afford to send out 90-page papers. And yet if we have to go back to that, and I don't know, there right now there is not funding to do that. So I want it left like it is with the preparation, but every time there is a blurb, for instance, as you move along, Rick's News Corner does not need to be just these little blurbs. There can be a little blurb, and then there can be a big 5-page write-up on that. And you can give credit to somewhere else. I want you to look at the format of news you may not have seen in spotlight on the inside of the front cover. There will be a page full of items. And then I want you to turn your thought processes over here to the New Federalist. They have two columns of little things, not usually as pertinent or as interesting as spotlight. They are happy to have the advertising for their paper. But maybe you will take one from each paper. And as you know, with the New Federalist, there is something called the Intelligence Review. I am not talking about the Intelligence Review except in format. And I don't know how I can give her enough time to finish off, for instance, the Committee of 300 on Curtain Over America. I want to write on, for goodness sake, shark skin or shark cartilage. Because you can quit killing your sharks, you've got carbrugia. And now you have enough of it that you can make it available. And I'm going to have Dharma send over the commercial type of mixer so that you can just grind that stuff. I do not have to write the label. She does not have to write the label. Let's make it available. But obviously, I'm going to have to write something on short fin. Or somebody is. The extra T can be made available. It is a natural substance. Does that mean that I have to write it? I have written on Giandriana. Run it again. Maybe it's time to run the very article that was so technical on the subject that only went to Al and Ed, I believe. Run it. Let's give them a run for your effort. You can turn this into a digest that will be world recognized. You can pull in and you will be given guidance as to which subjects to write in full, which ones you can summarize. And as you get more funding, you can pay some of these exclusive writers for the use of their material once it is written. That makes them feel better. It is not necessary, as long as you are acting as a digest and a review and give full credit. And when you give full credit, Hapton doesn't come into the picture at all. And yet, as you expand, I want you going back through those journals, and anything that fits, pull it out and put it in the new journal. It's time to start rerunning Spiral to Economic Disaster. What I have tried to do is give you concepts. And court can update them. And Court Christie is in that business. Another thing right off the bat, as soon as it can be arranged, is Court Christie needs a more elaborate system in Nevada. Now, I'm telling you that you have been under scrutiny from every intelligence service, including mail fraud. And they cannot find one thing, not one damn thing. It's going to stay that way. And some of the businesses that some of you have are not only going to be valid, they are going to flourish. And their home office in Nevada is going to be wonderful. You see, Mr. Christie is going to be given the rest of the formula for security. I'm not going to do it from the top. All the rest of you. And Well, not serious, there's him between this and the children.